We are talking about having a passion for God. And when I think about passion, one of the people in the scriptures that I have to look at would be King David. King David was a warrior, but he was a worship warrior. He was a man that knew how to touch the heart of God. Oh, he did. And he was very passionate. In fact, you can't read the book of Psalms without seeing the passion that David had towards his God. When they brought the Ark of the Covenant in, he began to dance before God with all of his might. In fact, he took off his kingly garments and he was dancing, fanatical dancing. He was giving gifts. He was making sacrifices before the ark itself. And Michal, his wife, the daughter of Saul, saw him and despised his passion for God. In fact, she ridiculed him. And he rebuked her. And he told her she wouldn't bear children as a result of her attacking his passion for God. If you attack people that have passion for God, then there's a bad spirit that is controlling your thoughts. And you need to repent, and you need to find out why they're so passionate, and you need to get in the Word and find out who God is. You really do. King David said in Psalm 34, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Well, that's fanatical for some people. Blessing the Lord at all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Why not? I've been around people that curse words were in their mouth continually. They couldn't tell you about a simple thing that happened in their life without putting a lot of the words in there that's very offensive towards God and those who have a fear of God. There are people that can't even finish two sentences without putting a cuss word in there. I guess it makes them look tough. They feel like blasphemy is okay. Well, the truth is, if they can do that, my friend, I can be passionate about God. I heard Jesse DePlantis sharing one time about how he was on an airplane and there was a man that was just swearing and he just started praising God, like just going over and over and exalting the Lord. And the guy looked at him like he was nuts. That's because he didn't know the Lord. My friend, if the world can be passionate about things that are temporal, things that will fail them, things that they can't put any stock in, if they can be passionate about sin, I can be passionate about the Lord and I can bless him at all times. I truly can. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Just begin to thank him right now. Lord, we just praise you right now. There's no other God like you. Lord, we love you with all of our heart, our soul, our mind. We love our neighbor as ourself, and we will exalt you. We will tell them of your goodness and your faithfulness. We will declare your holy righteousness, your faithfulness, your generosity, your love. We will celebrate it. We will communicate it. We will bless you for it because there is no other God like Jehovah. There's no Jesus as our Lord. We praise and extol you and thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Women of valor. Let me say it one more time. Well, I'll say it a lot more times, but it's coming up April 23rd through the 25th. Ladies, don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Pray. If it looks like you can't come, pray and ask God to make a way for you to come. We allow Satan to hinder us from things that can be life-changing, transforming in our hearts and souls. We allow the devil just simply by giving up too quickly. Ask for the time off if you're at work. Pray and ask God for the finances to come. And if you're really seeking him, he'll make the way. There is the early registration discount up till March 23rd, even a greater discount when 7 or more come. So get the info at fathershouse.info. fathershouse.info or call us 301-895-3292. Have a Jesus-filled day. Love you so much in the Lord.